Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate.
It's Thanksgiving. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Well, I prefer turkey over ham, and I like candy, well, yams and macaroni. What about you?
I'll eat everything on the plate.
Okay, what's one thing you're thankful for?
Family and friends, basketball team. What about you?
I'm thankful for a lot. Mostly my family, though.
Okay. And now it's time for some announcements. Pancakes with Santa will be held at Hartsville High Arena on December 3rd from 8:30 to 10:30. For $5 per plate, you will get a stack of pancakes and juice. Santa will be here to take pictures, and our Hartsville cheerleaders will help write a letter to Santa. Plan to come out on Saturday, December 3rd.
Now we have Coach Ingles.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Okay, before we get into the season, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Probably macaroni and cheese, too. Definitely not yams, though.
Yes!
When you said that, I was like, what? Nasty.
Okay. Who are some key players, key cheerleaders that are graduating this year, even though we know this is your last year and you're giving it up?
Yeah. So we have 7 seniors this year. And obviously you, Maya, you were all region this year. So you were big to the team. Amari Jett was a key player. Lily Calabrese. As far as the seniors go, Miley Best too. Every single one of our seniors, I feel like, brought something different, a different quality, a different dynamic to the team that made it what it was. Yeah.
Okay, looking back on the season, is there anything you hope you did differently?
I've thought about this a lot this past week, especially since we didn't qualify for state, and that was heartbreaking because we were expected to be top 5 at state. So I've thought about, what did I do to not prepare y'all, or I say y'all because – of you, Maya, but what did I do not to get the girls ready? I think the key thing that we missed was forgetting to stay eager and, like, wanting it. I think that we had such a young team that they didn't realize that making state is still a privilege. And so you had some girls maybe not – be affected as much as some of you older girls, because y'all still remember what it was like to not make state. And so I think just not preparing the younger ones for understanding how important and how real it can happen, you know, if we don't qualify. So yeah, that, just preparing them that way mentally, because I feel like we were prepared physically.
We noticed your last year. Any chance that you changed your mind?
No. I mean, ideally, I would love to stay coaching. It's one of the – when I decided to come into teaching, I wanted to be a teacher because I wanted to be a mom and have the same schedule as my kids, and then I wanted to coach. And I've coached for 9 years, and now my kids – I mean, Brooks is 8 – and he's grown up around you guys, and so has Fitz and Hamp. And I think now it's my time to just be a mom, but I'll miss it. I mean, I'm sure I'll probably pop in every once in a while, probably more than just every once in a while. And Brooks is obsessed with the Red Foxes, so I'll probably be at every football game because he will never not let me not let him be ball boy. So,
What advice do you have for the next coach?
That's a hard one. I'm going to be honest, it's going to be very hard for me to be on the sidelines and not say, oh, I would have do this differently. I'm trying to already kind of tell myself, let whoever comes in make the team their own, because I've been very lucky that I've been able to make the program what I had in mind. But the advice I would give the next coach coming in is really just to love the girls, because they're going to have bad days. And they're going to disappoint you, and there's going to be times that you think, what in the world am I doing? But if you just show them, like, love first and that you truly care about who they are as a person more than what talent they bring to the mat, I think you're going to get a better athlete. And then also, in the future, they'll become friends of yours, you know?
It's been great to have you on the show this year.
Yeah, I've loved coming in here and seeing y'all.
Any last thoughts about the season?
I'm still bitter about the way it ended. I'm not going to lie.
Now we have Coach English.
Do that over.
Coach English.
The head boys basketball coach, maybe. Okay. We got to actually put that in.
Now we have the boys' head basketball coach, Coach E.
Thank you. I ain't get no applause. No, I bet you, Coach Ingles got applause. I ain't get no applause.
She did not.
She didn't get no applause either? No.
He's slacking it in.
The producer not on the job today. Okay.
Before we get into the season, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Listen, let me tell you something.
Everything.
Not everything. See, last year I had an opportunity to go home for Thanksgiving, and myself, my sister, we cooked, and my sister had made some curry goat.
Some what?
Curry goat. And I made the baked macaroni and cheese, and something special happens when the curry goat touches the macaroni and cheese. It's magical.
Why is your fish like that?
A goat?
Yeah, curry an goat. Animal. Yes, the animal. Curry goat. Fried turkey.
Okay, that's normal.
Fried turkey is kind of my jam. I like a good fried turkey.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, moist and crispy at the same time.
What are you most thankful for?
I would say the thing I'm most thankful for is my kids. Like, you know, they're the reason why I get up every day and do what I can do. And just the fact that I get up. I think getting up every morning is underrated. People take for granted that there is a couple hundred million people who did not wake up this morning. So each and every morning I wake up and you know, thank God that I got up today. So thankful for life and the ability to do what I love.
Okay, now we got some season questions.
Ooh, season questions.
Who are some key players graduating this year that you need to replace, or some transfers or anything?
Well, we lost about five seniors. Zaki, Keyshawn, JB, Tristan, and Zaki and Tristan are playing college basketball right now, so that tells you how good they were. And they were two starters that we lost. Jamari transferred to Christchurch up in North Carolina to put himself in a better situation with his college recruiting. And so when you look at it like that, like, yeah, that's a lot. You know, Jamari was 20-something points a game. You know, Zaki was the core of the leadership on the team. He was the heart of the team. And then, you know, Keyshawn was kind of did a lot of the dirty work, and he would come in, and if he had to bully somebody or make a hard foul, that was him. So, you know, when you're replacing Tristan, was a big shot taker. Like, he would always hit that three that kind of changes the game or stretches the lead when somebody was trying to make a run. So it's tough to do that, to replace any of that. But we're trying. We're not trying. We are doing that. I hate to use the word try.
What are some of What was some of y'all's focuses on the off season?
The first one was defense. We already defended well. We were in top 10 in points given up last year per game. In every game that we held a team under 60, we won. We only allowed four teams to get over 60, and we lost those games. So we wanted to overemphasize. The defensive side of the ball, and we've even put a rule in place. No team scores more than 10 points in a quarter. And if they score more than 10 points in a quarter, there are some consequences and repercussions that need to be dealt with. And then practice the next day, whether it's a back-to-back game or nothing, whether we got to deal with it when we get back from being on the road, we're not giving up more than 10 points in a quarter. So the emphasis has been defense as well as communication. The first 20 minutes of practice, or usually, sometimes we have to change it, but for the most part, there's a drill. I can't say exactly what it's called, but because it has a little bit of language in it that we can't say on air. But it's basically just knowing who you have. And so I think it's 15 guys on the team, so it ends up being like an 8-on-7. Real type game, 8-on-7, somebody's trying to score, and all you hear is the person on defense calling out who they have for the entire possession. So it's, I got zero, whether they have the ball or they don't, they're just saying, and if they don't talk, we stop it, and the whole team runs. So it could be one person that causes the entire team to run. So when we played the Jamboree the other night, there was a point where all you heard was, I got one. So all these people just yelling what number they have, and you could see it through the other team for a loop. So our emphasis really has been on the defensive side of the ball and communication.
Okay. Tough end to your season last year.
Injury.
Plagued.
Yes.
Plagued by injury.
Oh. I'm going to start over.
Okay.
Tough end to your season last year. Plagued by injury, the team ended up losing 3 of the last 4. What was that like?
Yeah, my heart was crushed. We were number 2 in the state at the time. We had a 3-game lead on the region. We were beating everybody by 20. We beat Myrtle Beach by 25, North Myrtle Beach by 20, South Florence by 30, West Florence by 27, Wilson by 25, Darlington. You know, they ended up taking us to overtime, but then we beat them. So we ran through the region, and Zaki ends up hurting his knee. Like I said before, he was the heart and soul of the team. And from that point on, I think we only won like 1 out of the last 4. And literally all we had to do was win 2 games out of those last 4 to win the region. And if we win the region, we would have had an easier – it was an easier set of teams if you're in first place. And we probably end up going state. We would have gotten Zaki back, and we probably have a state championship. But you know, ifs don't matter. So it was heartbreaking, to say the least. We tried everything we possibly could, but we just couldn't replace Zaki.
3 starters from last year are not here, and you lost 6 seniors in all. What has been the focus for you this offseason?
Just next man up. I mean, besides, I talked about it before, defense and communication, but it's been a next man up since, because what we learned, I think, sometimes it takes something to happen for you to relearn something. And so you already knew you needed to have a deep team, but sometimes you take for granted when you have a first 5 that's that good that you don't need anybody else. You could kind of get through. And then when Zaki went down and we had nobody else that could step in. I mean, we threw everybody out there. I think at one point we threw our trainer, our manager, Jada and CB out there. We couldn't get nothing out of them either. but we couldn't get anything. So a lot has gone into the development of other guys besides our main guys.
So who are some key players for you this year?
Just major key players, Cam Foleman. He's missed everything. We've changed his position. His freshman year, he was a center. his senior year, he's going to be playing point guard. Yeah, it's a transition. And, but he's done the work. And I remember somebody came to one of the guys that's watched his development came to our scrimmage the other day. And he said, when we was talking on the phone, I said, yeah, I'm going to have Cam playing point. He says, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, what are you doing? So you mean to say you have no point guard? I said, no, Cam's playing point. So when he came to the game, and after the game, he called me and he was like, oh, that works. I was like, yeah, we know. Yeah, yeah, I know. I kind of know somewhat what I'm doing. But you have him. And then, of course, of the returners, DeAndre Huggins, of course. When he's on, he's on. We was at the Jamboree the other night. DeAndre was on one. I don't know who spoke to him before, but I need him to talk to him every game. But he was rebounding. He was strong with the ball, made a bunch of layups, did what he was supposed to do, talked on defense. Could have did a little bit better defensively, but, you know, those are our main returners as starters.
Who are some newcomers to the team that you feel are going to make an impact this year?
I think we have a lot of young guys that I think are really going to help. So Xavion Robinson was here last year, but, you know, really didn't. What's the word I'm looking for? Really didn't grasp his role of what he could do or his talent. And he seems to have taken a step this year. Jamal Brown, who was a returner, didn't play much last year. It's projected starter, but my starting lineups change every practice. Then, of course, somebody who was on the roster but was mainly a JV player but has made instant strides. And if he keeps doing what he's supposed to be doing and not get a big head, like some of the kids get big heads. But if this kid can stay level and continue to work as hard as he's been working, Braden Crawley, if he can do that, he can be a key player for us. Who else is on that second team? Tristan Spann, a freshman, can really score the basketball. Only problem is he only got one gear, and that's really fast. So, like, basketball is a game of changing gears, and you have to sometimes go slow to go fast or go fast to go slow. When he get that ball, he only know one way, and that's fast. And then you got McCoy Harry, Tariq Fisher, a.k.a. Bam. We're a lot deeper than we were. So all of those guys, I think, are going to make an amazing impact. And then we have another freshman who, you know, we've been struggling back and forth with JV or varsity, but it's looking like he's going to end up on varsity, Zaire Huggins. That's another freshman. Oh, I forgot, Dorian Knowles, who can really shoot the basketball. So I think we're deep, and he's tough as nails. Like, he plays baseball, so I've never seen a baseball player that tough. Like, Dorian is tough. Like, he wants all that smoke. So, like, he wants it all. So, we're a lot deeper, and I think it's going to be some new faces that people are going to really enjoy watching playing.
Okay, if you could have done anything differently last season, what would it be?
It wouldn't have happened last season. It would have been happened like when I was born, right? I'm gonna tell you what I would have done differently. I would have prayed to God to give me healing hands so I could have just touched Zaki's knee when it got hurt and so he could come back. It's about the only thing I could have done differently. Just be a miracle worker and get Zaki's knee to get fixed in time for the playoffs. But no, you always look back on the season and I heard Coach Calabrese said, you know, on the last episode, but you believe you did everything you could, and since you can't change anything, all you could do is look to going forward. So I don't think there's anything that I would have done differently, but knowing what happened, I have altered what I have done, which is really, really take a hand in, because usually the development of my younger players falls into the realm of another coach on my staff and does a great job. But I was really on him about development. I was really on him about, hey, yo, they need to be in the gym. Hey, when can you get in the gym with them? I've been really intentional about our younger players' development, because knowing that we needed the depth in case someone went down. So, for example, when we went to the Jamboree on – like, we're picked to finish fourth in the region out of six teams. And mind you, when Jamari was here, they picked us to win the state. So it's a far cry from being picked to win state to being picked to finish fourth in the region and almost miss the playoffs. right? So it's been, okay, well, we're going to show them. So we went to this jamboree, and everybody's like, oh, man, they here. You know, it's whatever. And time the first, I said, oh, each five, they have 5 minutes. And then they were out. So the first five goes out there. They're, by the time they come out, the score's 22-4. We're up.
Oh.
Second five goes in there. By the time they come out, it's 31-17. No, 31-8, I think, or 31-10, something like that. So Pete, like the coach from Wilson, is like looking at me like,
oh.
He's looking at me. And every time he look at me, I think Xavion hit a three. And he looked at me and I winked at him. And then Braden is like sprinting down the floor on a fast break. The guy backs up and I start screaming, shoot that, shoot it, shoot it. He pulls up from three and drills it. And then he looks at me again and I wink at him. And so afterwards, and I said, yeah, y'all thought we were dead. It's okay. I mean, we're going to be okay. And then the athletic director from Wilson, he pulls me to the side and he says, yo, no matter who you have, you just keep coming. And I was like, yeah, I think great programs, the really good programs, they never graduate and they never transfer. They just don't. Like, every time somebody, think of the players we've graduated since I've been here. Trey Hannibal, star at LSU. Cesar Edwards, Xavier. Karan, Jacksonville. Zaki, Francis Marion. Tristan, Fayetteville State. Wildman, St. Augusta. AJ Cuffey, Mendocino College. Jordan Blue, Mendocino College. And we still keep winning. And now it's next. So great programs. They just, if you do the work in building the program, then your program never goes anywhere. The program is the same. It's the kids that move in, move out. And really and truly, Jamari never leaves if it's not in the plan and it wasn't discussed with me and his parents. Like, it wasn't like a recruiting thing where he said, yeah, I got to leave Hartsville. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay. He wanted to win a state championship with his guys. But it was the best thing for him. And we knew that, hey, man, we love you. You got to go do what you got to do, but we're going to take care of business here for you. And he came to the jamboree, and he had a game earlier that day. He came to the jamboree, and we had a seat open. I said, hey, man, your seat right here. Sat him right on the bench. Told him he always has an open invitation to sit the bench with us. So it's always a thing where we're just always next up.
What is one opponent you look out for this season?
Oh, I want all that smoke with Wilson. I'm going to tell him right now. I'm going to call Carlos after this. And I'm actually going to post this and tag him. Oh. When y'all post this episode, I'm going to post it and tag him. At Carlos Powell, whatever. I want all that smoke at Wilson U. I want all that. You just beat me if you're going to do it. But I want all that smoke. West Florence, I want you too.
Yeah, West Florence.
All that smoke. Give me all of it. Give me all of it. You know, you had to make me pay, but I want all of it. See, I think that you can't go into a game. Nobody goes into a game thinking they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah, no.
Whoever goes into the game thinking they're going to lose, you've already lost. But we have a saying. We have a saying before the game that we say, and I'll say it on air now. Because you showed up, that means you think you can win, right? So we have a saying, they disrespected us, and the boys, I say they disrespected us, and the boys respond back by showing up.
Oh, I get it.
Because you showed up, that means you really think you can win. And I'm gonna give you a crazy fact. We haven't lost a game at home in 3 years.
Oh, shoot.
We haven't lost a home game. Go look. We haven't lost a home game in 3 years.
Oh. Probably because y'all say that every time they.
Oh no, we've lost on the road. We say it on the road too. So that. But you know, for us, it's not a. There's a difference between confidence and conceit. If we've put in the work, we're confident that we're going to get the result we need. Is it always going to happen? No, but if you put in the effort, good things happen, and that's what we look forward to.
Okay, so what is the overall message to this team this season?
We are saying this season, motivation to me is them always saying what we could not, what I could not be. And pretty much everybody on this team has something to prove. Cam doesn't have an offer right now, has schools, but they say he can't shoot the ball. So when we see him be able to shoot the ball, then we'll give him an offer. Somebody could do everything else, you know. And then I go watch some of these schools play, and I'm like, yeah, you could use him. DeAndre doesn't have an offer because he's not tall enough. You know, Xavion didn't really do what he was supposed to do last year, so he has something to prove. Jamal has something to prove. Shaquan, they think he's just an afterthought, so he has something to prove. Forgot about Shaquan Pendergrass, another starter. Brayden is too small, so he has something to prove. Like, there's not one person on this team. Bam is Trey's little brother, Trey Hannibal's little brother. Oh. So he's got something to prove. You know, McCoy is awkward, but athletic. People think he's not good, so he's got something to prove. And you told me I can't coach basically by telling me my team, because of one player, went from a state championship contender to number four in the region. So I have something to prove. My coaching staff has something to prove. And we go into practice with that every single day. So motivation to me is them always telling me what I cannot be. That's our message.
I like that. Well, we want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, so you didn't know I was going to be that serious today, see?
No.
All right, y'all.
But we wish you luck this season, and we hope to see you again on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hodges Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demi Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.